victory promises to the overcomers. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2. Verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. To eat of the hidden manna. Now let's go back and check on that manna, see what it was. The book of Exodus, chapter 16. To eat of the hidden manna. Book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain amount every day. I will rain bread from heaven. Verse 12. I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. The promise of the Lord. Verse 14. When the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the whole forest. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, what is it? For they knew not what it was. What is it? We have seen already, and we will just look at it again. This bread in the wilderness is a type of the bread from heaven. Gospel of John, chapter 6, please. Gospel of John, chapter 6. Verse 14. John chapter 6, verse 14. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, this is of truth that prophet that should come. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and make him king, take him by force, he departed unto a mountain alone. And then there's another verse. Verse 32, John 6 and 32. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. In other words, the bread that we read of in Exodus was a picture, a type of the bread from heaven. And what we want to do this evening is to consider that bread in the wilderness and in what sense it is a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. We turn back to Exodus 16, verse 31. The house of Israel called the name thereof manna, meaning what is it? It was like coriander seed. White. That bread was white. What does that tell us? What does white signify? Isaiah chapter 1, the bread was white. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. What then does the color white tell us? It speaks of the sinlessness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the true bread from heaven. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. The sinlessness of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. For he hath made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. He knew no sin. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 22. He knew no sin. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. Who did no sin? Our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5. We know that he was manifested to take away our sins. In him is no sin. He knew no sin. He had no sin. He knew no sin. The Lord Jesus Christ. That's the first lesson that we learn about him. Coming back now to Exodus chapter 16. And verse 31, it was white like coriander seed. The taste of it was like wafers made with honey. The taste. What was the taste like? Psalm 19. Bearing in mind that everything that is true of the living word is true of the written word. What flavor, what taste do we get? What taste does the Lord give? Psalm 19, verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter than honey. Is he? Do you find him sweet? Do you find him delicious? Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 103. How sweet are thy words to my taste. Again, I ask, beloved, do you find his words sweet? That pure, spotless one, is he sweet? I think we sang that tonight when we sang the hymn. Jeremiah chapter 15. The bread from heaven. Sinless. sweet to our taste. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. What is the word to us? What is the word to me? Oh, I will confess to you, beloved, that sometimes I read the word and I'm really thrilled. I have told you, and I'll tell you again, about the brother reading in the locker room, came across a certain verse and said, wow! Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been so thrilled by the word that you jump? The word is sweet. The word is pure. Ezekiel. Chapter 3. The taste of the word. Ezekiel chapter 3. Verse 1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of the Lord. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat it. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat and be full with this roll. Then I did eat it. It was in my mouth as honey. Is he sweet to us? Do we find him pleasant, highly desirable? Coming back now to Exodus chapter 16, we find another characteristic of the bread. Exodus chapter 16, verse 14. When the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing. It was small. The God of heaven, the creator of heaven, became small. As we read in Philippians chapter 2 and 8, he left the heavens height and came down to earth. He became small. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? He didn't go to the big cities. He didn't come from the big cities. He came from Nazareth. He became small. Then he said, I can do nothing of myself. And yet he was creator. Creator of heaven and earth. Creator of every living being. And when they crucified him, he said, Father, forgive them. He was small. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. He was small. He came to the small people. At Lazarus' grave, he wept. Imagine the creator of heaven and earth weeping. He was small. Another time, he was tired. Why would the creator be tired? He made everything. He was small. Another time, he was thirsty. John chapter 4. He made the water. Why should he be thirsty? He became small. And in many instances, you find that the Creator, heaven and earth, became small for our sakes. Another thing about the pardon me. I admit I'm having a little trouble with the light. Just pray. And the next thing we read about, again, in Exodus chapter 16 and verse 14, it was small as the hoarfrost on the ground. Small as the hoarfrost on the ground. Have you ever heard the frost? Silent in his agony, the Creator, silent. Have you ever heard the snowfall? Have you ever heard the sunshine? Have you ever heard the moonshine or a starshine? He was silent. One of the characteristics of that divine bread, silent in his agony. And what lesson can we learn from that? Psalm 141. Psalm 141. Small, silent. Psalm 141. Verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. And we do well, as he was silent in his agony, to be careful how we speak, what we say one to another. You remember Elijah? There was a storm. And what do you think Elijah did? There are many storms in life. Where do you go when there's a storm? Do you know that if you go to the center of the storm with all the water around, as you look up, you see the blue sky? And that's where we're to go in the storms of life. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. The joy of quietness in his presence. Where he reveals himself to us and tells us many things. Again, I repeat, he became small. He was the Lion of the tribe of Judah and yet became the Lamb of God. Does that thrill you? That's our Lord. Oh, I like this one in Isaiah. I like the Darby reading. The Lord Jesus was the Father of eternity. When did eternity start? It had no beginning. And he's the Father of it. Can you fathom that? Coming back again to our text in Exodus, verse 14. A small round thing that was round. The bread was round, round. You have a ring on your finger. Or a round object. Tell me, where does the ring begin? Anyone? Where does the ring begin? Hebrews chapter 7. Verse 1. Where does the ring begin? The bread was round. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1. This Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that king of Salem, which is king of peace. Now, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of days. Isn't that precious? It was round. No beginning. When did he begin? And again, I tell you, I like the translation of Darby. The father of eternity. Well, when did eternity start? Had no be- and he was the father of it. Can you fathom that? Can you figure that out? Don't bother to figure it out. Just believe it. The Lord didn't ask us to figure out anything. He asked us to believe. And oh, what blessings come to us as we believe. And then that bread had a taste. Again, book of Exodus, chapter 31. And the house of the Lord called the name thereof manna. It was like coriander seed. Sweet. Is the Lord sweet to you? We often sing, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. You know a sweeter name? Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason I love him so. Jesus, the sweetest name I know. Amid all the problems around, the trials, the cares, and the problems of life, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Now, this may seem very short to you, but I don't have any more to say. I'm finished. That bread was round, telling us of the eternity of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was white, telling us of the sinlessness of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was like coriander seed, telling us of the flavor of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is sweeter. There's something else about coriander. Do you know the coriander seed is a precious metal? A precious metal? 1 Peter chapter 1. Chapter 2. Pardon me. That coriander was, among other things, a precious metal. Chapter 2. 1 Peter, verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Oh, beloved, I'm sure that you agree with me. The Lord is precious, isn't he? Do you know anyone more precious? The preciousness of the Lord. Number 295. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And here's the reason for my love. He's the sweetest name I know. 295.